All right, glad to see each one of you tonight. Hope you had a wonderful day, a wonderful week so far. You know, sometimes we just don't really understand why things happen, but remember one thing about it, God's own time. He's never too late. Never too early. He's right on time. If you will, turn to the book of Ephesians again. We're going to be in chapter 2 tonight. But I'm going to back up to verse 21. I'm going to be reading down. Well, I'm going to go back to 20. Verse 20, and I'm going to read down. I'm going to read on into chapter 2. It says in verse 20 of chapter 1, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principalities and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Right here we'll see where God himself, what Paul is saying right here, that God himself is that he has brought Christ and brought the Son of his, but the Son of God, he has brought him thus far. And it says, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead. Who raised Christ from the dead? We didn't. The Roman soldiers didn't. Even the Lord Jesus Christ didn't. It says, which he wrought in Christ. What he's saying is, what God done in Christ. He had raised him up from the dead, and he has put his foot upon him where he could go about doing what his intentions was to do all along. But he also, not only that, he seated him there in heaven at right hand of God the Father. Then we'll see where the far above all principalities and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Verse 22 says, and hath put all things under his feet and gave him to the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Right here, what's being said right here is where Christ, and where he wants us to exalt him and none other, because he is the head of the church. He is the head of the body. The body that I'm speaking of is the body of people that is here. And yes, and he is the head of the church. And he's allowed me to be his under shepherd, But he is the great shepherd. He is the one that takes care of us. And he looks after us as we go day by day. The spiritual death is the state of a natural and unregenerated man. Anytime I speak of man, anytime that the Word of God speaks of just man, what he's speaking about, he's speaking about the human race. He's speaking about the male and the female. Because, see, that's where the word woman come from. It come from Adam. It come from the womb from his side, which was the rib that God had taken out. And God created woman. It was a womb. And he was a man. That's how the woman come about. But we also know that it's not just Adam. And it's not Steve. It's Adam and Eve. Why? So God will allow them to multiply, to replenish the earth, and to where he could have more individuals to fellowship with. Even God, he got to the point there in the garden there when he was fellowshipping with Adam and when he was fellowshipping there with Eve, he had them too to fellowship with. But he also knew that Adam and Eve also needed somebody to fellowship too. They needed somebody besides God to fellowship with. Now, to me, you know, that's good enough for me. But if it was just me and Eve there, I would probably feel the same way that they feel. I want somebody else to fellowship with. But not only that, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. You know, once we come once we got to the point in life that we was under conviction, our body was being drained. Our body was being drained of the things of the world. And as it being drained from the sin, then we could come and we could confess that Jesus is the Lord. And he's the God of this world. And he is the one that went and died. And we must come and repent and ask him for forgiveness. And in verse 1 it says, "And you hath he quickened." And you he hath quickened. By what? The Holy Ghost. And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sin. We was made alive by who? The Holy Spirit. We was made alive at that point to where we could come and we could come into the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as we come into his presence, then we could be able to walk, we would be able to talk, and yes, then we would be able to praise his name. Why? Because he is the one that allowed the Holy Spirit to quicken me and to quicken you, to make us alive. Because, see, Oliver was dead. I was dead, and you was dead. Only thing we was doing, we was just walking around. I got a message at home. 2020 vision and walking around blind. 2020 vision and walking around blind. But we have to realize, as we walk with Him and as we talk with Him, we must also listen. Not just to walk with Him and talk to Him, but we must listen to what He has to say to our hearts. And if we'll listen to what He has to say, we will be a better people. We will be a better Christian. Why? Because we'll realize there's some things in the past what we was doing really don't amount to anything. What we must do in this life as a Christian has to mount for something. It has to be there for something. Somebody, just like I breathed with Brother Bill when he was praying, that the only people, we got people out here every day, and they're watching us. They're watching you, and they're watching me. They're watching the behavior in our life. And we are the only Bible that they would ever read until it gets saved. I know y'all have heard that plenty of times, but it's the truth. We must be mindful to what we do out here in public. And when we go somewhere, we must also be minded of the things that we do. Because it don't just have an effect on my life. If I go out here and if I don't act the Christian like, if I don't act Christian like, if I don't say the right things, it's not going to just have an effect on my life, but it also is going to have an effect on Faith Baptist Church. Why? Because that's who I'm representing. Faith Baptist Church. But I'm also presenting through the Lord Jesus Christ, God the Father. And that's not my desire, is to hurt Him. I don't want to hurt Him. But sometimes we do. We don't mean to, but we do. But that's when we have the Holy Spirit to step in, which we call a comforter. Why is He called a comforter? Because He comforts us to the point where He don't want the Father to bring chastisement to us. He don't want the Father to take us behind an old time at woodshed. Because until you have got a whipping from the Lord, you ain't never had a whipping. But He will correct you. If you don't correct your own self, that's when the comforter comes in. The comforter comes in, and the comforter will tell me, says, "Well, Donnie, you're the pastor down at Faith Baptist Church. You got to watch out what you say and what you do. You shouldn't have said that. You shouldn't have done that. You need to ask the Lord God Almighty to forgive you of it. And you repent of it. We don't hear much of that anymore. Where people will just come to the altar and just pray for forgiveness. We don't have it much anymore. People don't want to come and to the old-fashioned altar and just ask God to forgive them and help them. That the next time that they're out and the next time that they're around the people, they will not bring a shame upon him. And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin. What he's saying right here, in the latter part of that, he's saying that we was dead, I was dead, and not only was I dead spiritually, but I was trespassing upon the great nation and the great country that he has created. I'm a trespasser. I have trespassed on him. It's what the word of God says. And it says, who were dead in trespasses and sin. I was trespassing, and that's what God said. That's what Paul said. Paul realized that he was trespassing. But how was he trespassing? He was trespassing because of his sin. That's the reason I was trespassing, was because of my sin. But now I have become of the family of God. I have become one of his. I have become his son. I have become the Lord Jesus Christ, his brother. He's my elder brother. He's not just somebody just to be that. No, he's my brother. He is my brother. And he is your brother. And we have got to realize, we don't want to go out here and harm our brother and our sister in the Lord. We don't want to do that. But sometimes it happens. Sometimes we do. And it happens. Just like we'll bring a shame and a reproach upon the Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 2. When in times past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now walketh in the children of disobedience. This is not speaking of the Holy Spirit. This is speaking of the spirit of the devil. That they're walking in disobedience unto God. And they're walking according to what? According to the way this world goes. According to the way this world dictates to us. If we don't watch it and if we don't really be mindful of it, we can be caught up just like they can get caught up. And you know where it starts at? It don't start at home. It don't start on the job. You know where it starts at? It starts at in church. That's where it starts at. I'm speaking about the Christian. That's where it starts at with the Christians. Because see, Satan, the devil, he's not going after his own. Why? He's already got them. He's like, I ain't going to waste my time on them. I got them. until they start going to church. When they start going to church, and I tell them, I says, you know what you heard today? I know it sounded good. There's no truth to it. No truth to it. Whom Satan wants is the Christians that's sitting in church. That's who he wants. Why? See if he can get one or two more out of church. Then that's going to be one or two more that he's going to have. That where's going to look to him for things. And where it's going to hinder some people from coming to church. That's all. That's what he's all about. He's all about in hindering the work of God. And who is he going to do it through? He's going to do it through the Christian. And we must watch out. Because if we don't watch out, he's going to come in. He's going to rob and steal. And he's going to kill us. He's going to kill our testimony. The good testimony that each one of us have for the Lord. The devil will do anything he can to destroy our testimony. And if he knows if he can destroy our testimony, he's done a good day's work. But what we need to do is, anytime the devil comes and attacks us, we must all claim the blood. Why? He don't like nobody speaking about the blood. Because if we're Christians, and if we speak about the blood, he knows exactly what blood we're speaking about. He knows exactly what blood, where that blood came from. He knows it. And I'm so thankful that it's the blood that will bring all sinners to the Lord Jesus Christ. It's the blood that will help them to get into heaven. How many tonight would say, yes, I'd love to go to heaven right now? Hey, I would. I'd love to go to heaven. But until that time comes, I have got something I've got to do. Because then the Lord says, I don't need you now, son. I got somebody else I need you for you to go out there and talk to. Sister, I don't want you to come home yet. There's somebody out there that you can reach that nobody else can. He trusts us. He has put all of this great nation that we live in, and the great world, this great, great universe. He has saved people. He's allowed the people to stay here to do his work and to take on the job that his son started. That's the only reason that Paul went to Damascus, is because of what Jesus Christ started. That's the reason John the Baptist. That's the reason he done what he done. That's the reason his mother done what she done, was because of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we have got to realize that we have got to say, Lord, I know I haven't made you personal in my life. But Lord, I want to make you personal. I want to give you a personal invitation. The way you can walk with me and we can be so close that I can feel you. We need to have that personal relationship. When you're married, or if you're married today, when you're with your spouse, were they just somebody that you just cared for at the time? No. It was something personal with you. It was something personal with them that brought you together. The same way with the Lord Jesus Christ. It was something personal that brought me and him together. You know what it was? My life. That's what it was. It was my life. The life that I was living, it was personal to me. But now, he became personal. He became personal to me. And where I walk around today, and I try my very best, and there's some things that I would love to do, but I don't do it. And it's because I fear God too much. There are some restaurants here in the city of Danville. Nobody lives in the city of Danville or the state of Virginia or the state of North Carolina, any restaurant that serves alcoholic beverages, I will not go in. I will not go in. You say, well, why? I don't want to be around the people. The atmosphere is not the kind that I want to be at. And I know maybe some of you thinking about it, and I've thought about it a whole lot. I really have. And I've prayed about it. And I know what the Lord would do. The Lord would go in there and he would, as he did in his hometown there. He went into the temple there. Which that was in a temple. Now, we have some churches that has the same thing go on. They may not do it in the sanctuary, but they do it in the basement. It doesn't make no difference where they do it at. Because once, the first time that you drove off of the highway onto the parking lot, you need to remember that you had markers like that. That where the light went so far this way and the light went so far that way.
don't come on him and defile God's place of worship. And that's just not speaking of the house of God. That's speaking about all the property. Because if you go to the bank, and if the church wants to borrow any money, we're going to just put up just the building, and the land's not going to go with it. They're not going to, no, you can't touch your land. The building is the only thing we're going to put up. You think they're going to loan some money? No. You got to put up everything. That's the same way with insurance and stuff. Has to be everything or nothing at all. And we should not even want to come on the property and defile it. But I'm going to read down to verse 6 and I'm going to stop there. Among whom also, and this is verse 3, among whom also we all had our conversation in times past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desire of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, in time of all, a verse or starts off with a but. Need to listen closely. Because someone is going to say something that's meaningful. But God, who is rich in his mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us. But God, rich in mercy, and with great love, even when we were dead in sin, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. He done all that for us. He's made us alive. He's made us alive. Just like over in the book of John, I think it's chapter 3, where it's talking about being born again. That's what quickening means, being born again. Jesus. Our Father, we thank you, Lord, for this evening. And Father, we thank you for your precious word. And Lord, I pray, Father, that what was said tonight, Father, that it brings some type of glory and honor to your Son's name. And Father, we pray tonight that you would just take each word that was said. And Father, you will rearrange them words. And you will put them in the way, in the context, in the way it should have been delivered. And Father, for the people that's here, Father, that they can get something from it. Father, I just believe Lord, that you have something special for each one of us. Father, we ask now that you'll go with us. Be with us this remainder of this day and tomorrow and Friday and then Saturday. Father, bring us back this coming Sunday, which is Easter Sunday. And Father, we just want to thank you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen.